Okay, let us begin. Our topic today.
What is the bracha?
On sushi.
On sushi.
No, joking.
It gets better every lesson. It gets better every time. Okay.
I can't see you in one word.
So in order to discuss the bracha on sushi, this is going to be a share that's going to in general cover what brachas to make on any mixture of foods. We're just going to go, we're going to begin by going through the background of the laws of what to do with a mixture of food, what brachas to make on it, and that'll help you with a lot of mixtures. And at the end of this year, we'll come back to sushi. So let's begin. First, we have to discuss two key terms. Ikar, tefel. Ikar is the main food. The tefel is
the secondary food.
Secondary food.
Third dairy would be tertiary. Okay.
Tertiary. What again?
Tertiary.
So, why does that matter? Well, let's look at source one, the Mishnah. Thank you. It tells us the following: Mishnah Masechet Bracha Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph Zeklal Kol Shehu Ikar VeImot Tefila Mevarech Al HiIkar UKeperet HaTefila. If you eat two foods together, one food is the primary food and one food is the secondary food, you make a bracha only on the primary food. The secondary food, you don't make a bracha on it. Already a question.
But in sushi, what's the primary food?
That's going to be a focus of our shir.
Let's say you got a bit of a salad, and in that salad you got bread croutons.
Okay, good. We're coming to that.
But your main thing is not the croutons, but bread is quite important.
Yeah, but maybe risotto. But sometimes where it's only there to add some crunch, you're not actually interested in eating bread or croutons, so then you would make our others say because it's mizonos, mizonos always wins, and then it would be mizonos. But we're gonna get there. You're jumping ahead. Okay, I knew the minute you raised your hand after the first sentence that it was a question we were going to discuss in this year. Okay. What day is it? Okay.
Whatever it is, you love to have a sandwich with like whatever, let's just say like a like a cheese sandwich, but you only have the cheese and the bread's just there.
Okay. let us get to our So there are many different halachos svarim.
One of them is called Mizora Bracha, written by Rav Alexander Arya Mandelbaum,
and he has a very concise, organized explanation of mixtures, and he points out that there are different kinds of mixtures, and he has some rules about how to notice the distinctions between the various kinds of mixtures. So let's look at it in source 2. Hayu lefanav shnei machalim, echad machal ikari, v'sheni tafelo, v'varech rachal machal ikari, poter tafelo. Same thing we saw in the Gemara, same thing that Shulchan Aruch paskins, when you have two foods, you make a bracha on one of them, exempts the other one. But there are different types of mixtures. The first kind, aleph, is something called tefel hamishamish. What does mishamish mean? What's a shamish?
The guy puts you...
Okay, on a Hanukkah, what is a shamish?
Helps you.
The helper. Okay, so this is... The secondary item is there to help the main item. Yishnam kama sugi tefel. Nidon chila v'tefel hamishamish. Dehainu machal hanechal rak kidei lakshir lachila machal acher ikari. It is eaten only to help you eat some other food. For example, hashote mashke harif v'ochel gam kein ma'at pat kidei lafigir harifur mashke. You are drinking something very spicy, or very alcoholic, or very sharp. And you don't want to eat bread, but you want to drink more of this stuff. And the only way you're going to be able to palate it is to have some bread. So you would not make a bracha on that bread. You would make a bracha only on the main item, on your drink, and you would exempt, you would not make a bracha on the bread. Look at source 3. Shulchan Aruch has a similar case. Kol shu ikar v'imot tefila. There's a main item and a secondary item. You make a bracha on the main item, and it exempts the secondary item. Bein mi bracha shel lefanav, bein mi bracha shel acharei. That means both the bracha beforehand and the bracha after. Meaning, both, you won't have to bench. You'll make a bracha achrona. This bracha achrona you're making on the drink or on the food. On the other one, you wouldn't have to make that secondary bracha. Lo mi bayi ma'ikar mu'urav and tafel. It doesn't matter if they're mixed or afilu kol echad levado. Even if they're separate items, just they're eating together. For example, afilu pat, even bread. Shehu chashim mikol, and you would grant me is the most important of the foods. It's got its own bracha and its own ritual that we do beforehand. Afilu shidayim, even bread. Imhu tafel, kegol jochol dag maliach. You are eating some very salty fish. So herring. And you can't eat the herring. It's extremely salty. This salted fish. They salted it to preserve it. Okay? They have this salt. It's too salty. And you can't eat it without bread. So it won't hurt your throat. It's a delicacy in some places. Or that's what you can afford. Okay? So you make a bracha, shahako, on fish. And you are eating the fish together with bread.
Does it mean you're eating like the fish, then the bread, or the fish, the bread?
Meaning the fish, the bread, fish, then the bread.
That doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference. No, you have to eat fish first.
So the sole purpose of the bread is to eat the fish.
Coming up. You have to eat fish first. Okay? Already a question, yeah.
Could you not say that the bread is the main item? Because you wouldn't eat the fish without the bread either.
Yeah, but you...
But you wouldn't eat the bread without
fish. You wouldn't
fish.
Eat french fries without... You wouldn't eat ketchup without french fries. My goal was to eat french fries, so now I'm having ketchup with it. My goal was to eat fish, now I'm having bread with it. Just because I need it in order to eat it, meaning I wouldn't eat it without it, doesn't mean that it's now the main food. It's still at the service of the other food.
How do you define what exactly the main item is?
So here, it's the item you wanted to eat, and the other item is the one that's serving it. He's saying, here's how we decide if something's the main item. The first example is where the secondary item is only being eaten in order to help the first item being eaten. So that is category number one. Tefel HaMeshamesh. Tefel HaMeshamesh. The secondary item is being eaten only to help the first item. Next, Tefel HaMelapik. Here it's not being eaten only to help it, but it's being eaten to add to the first item. Okay? We'll see the distinction in a second when he gives you some examples. We are in source 2, Ot Bet. It's like the second or third paragraph there. Li'al nechasmu l'machal tafel abar rak l'tzorech machal acher. Eaten only for that reason. Ach pa'amim sh'atafel hu machal chashuv mitzad atzmo v'rotza l'chlo. Here, it's not that you're only eating it for that. Here, you're eating it because you want to eat the other item too. Here, you want to eat both. When it's there to add flavor, but the two are eating together. Nonetheless, even though you want to eat the second food, it's still considered tafel. It doesn't get its own bracha. You make the bracha on the main thing and you exempt the second food. Here, it's even where you eat a little bit of it at the end. Where do I get that question all the time? From people who ask me, I made my bracha on the cereal I'm eating. At the end of the cereal, there's the milk. I want to drink the milk. Do I now have to make a shahako? No. His answer is
no.
Since the milk was only being eaten for the cereal, now, at the end, there's all the sugar and whatever else was on my cereal that's in the milk, so it's delicious. So I'm going to drink it up. But nonetheless, that's considered part of my cereal mixture. If I were to decide before having cereal, I'm going to have a cup of milk, that would be a different story. But here, I'm having cereal and milk. The cereal, I make the bracha on the cereal. It's poter. It exempts the milk. The milk is secondary, even if I have some at the end. As long as you don't have the secondary item first. As long as you have the primary item, the main item, first, it exempts the second item. Here's his examples. Coming up next week is a holiday called
Hanukkah.
Christmas. Okay. What special food do we eat on Hanukkah?
Eggnog.
Well, nothing this year because we don't get
nuts. If you eat potato lockers, even if you smother them with applesauce, what do you make the bracha on? The latkes or the applesauce?
The latkes.
The latkes. Good. Uka in katsefet, creme. Okay, you have a cake and it's covered in cream. Uga shkavot, you have a rugelach and it's filled with chocolate. Chavitiyot, mumlaot, gvina v'chadomi, you have blintzes and they're filled with cheese or potato. Mamtak chocolate, you have a chocolate bar. Bar gozim, and it has nuts inside. What bracha do you make? You make the bracha on the main food. Do I want to eat both of them? Yes. Is it there? Am I only eating food B because I'm eating food A? No. I want chocolate and I want nuts. I want potato latkes and I want applesauce. I like them both. Nonetheless, one of them is the dip or covering or added flavor to the other food, and therefore it is considered the secondary food. So the main food gets the bracha, the secondary food doesn't get the bracha. Question. What about crackers and cheese?
What about a cheese sandwich?
I don't know, they could be. If your goal is to eat cheese, and crackers just a way to hold them, then it would be. But if you want crackers and cheese, then they're two foods.
Like my question was, let's say you want some guacamole. What? You don't want to just have a spoon, but you want the guacamole, so you put on bread. But you don't really want bread, you just want the guacamole.
Just want guacamole, so you would actually lick it off the bread.
No, you just want it's not like chilling there, so you want to put on something, you know what I mean?
No.
It's not like chilling there.
Here's what else he asks. Chayn Tafel, Habalu Lafeit L'Kashet Machalacher. Anything that's just there for decoration. Like there's a whole tuna platter and they stick a little Prusad gezer and munachad al salat avocado. There's a little carrot garnish on top of some avocado salad or tuna salad. Or duvdevan and munachal uga the kishud. Or there's a cherry on top of your cake. It's a cake. Cake is mezonos. They stuck a little cherry on top. All of a sudden you're going to make a haetz? No, the cherry is the decoration on top of the cake. The cake is mezonos. You may want the cherry. You may be like, when you slice that cake, make sure I get a piece of the cherry. You may want both of them. Nonetheless, the cherry is secondary to the main item there, the cake. So we've seen now two types of mixtures. One is a tefillah and mishamish, where the second item is only being eaten because of the first item. The second one is where I may want to eat the second item, and I may eat them together, but one of them is there to add flavor to the first item.
Yes.
Those are tefillah melafet and tefillah mishamish. Okay, third category, and probably the more relevant one to our discussion about sushi, though there are some who think that sushi might fit in that second category already, but most consider it in this third category, and that is what's called tarovet echad. One mixture. Until now, we've been dealing where the second food helps or adds flavor to the first food. It's here not to help the main food, but it's mixed with the main food. When you have two foods mixed together and they're the same food and it's a big bowl of it, like a chowent of some kind, a whole mixture all together, since they're eaten together, you make the bracha on the food that is the majority. Now the Aruch HaShulchan in source 4 tells us it has to be shalokim b'kavar chad zevazeh. The two of them come up in the same spoon. That doesn't mean every spoonful. But in other words, when I reach into the chillin, I come up with a spoon. There's potatoes and onions and meat and beans and barley all on the spoon. So I could reach in and only take out a potato. But nonetheless, it's a mixture in which they would all come up in the same food. It all gets one bracha. We're going to see. He's going to discuss that case in a second. So here he says it goes by the majority. Kihu nechshav liikar. The food that's the majority is the main food. Uposer namachal hashini, and it exempts the other foods. Ein tzorach berov nikar. It doesn't have to be an overwhelming majority. Ela af kmut muetet yoter michetzi, 51%. As long as it's the technical majority of your mixture, it's 51%. Wait on the question.
Oh. If you say cheese and bread,
now they do cheese and bread. Let's stop.
We're getting there.
It's not mixed together.
The ema min shahua miut. Here's an exception. If the food that isn't 51%, even if it's the 49% food here, but if it's one of the five grains, it wins. It makes a mizonos. What are the five grains?
Wheat, barley, spelt rice,
raw,
and barley, rye, oats. Wheat, and spelt. Yeah. Okay? No, five no, grains, you make a mizonos. Even when they are not the majority. That is the power of Mizono. Mizono trumps. Mizono wins. Yes. Yes, as long as it's there in one of the foods that you're eating, there's cases where we discuss, like, where there's like some flour dissolved into some drink to give it some extra substance or something, but you're not actually eating the flour, then you wouldn't. But for the most part, if it's the one of the foods you're eating, it wins. Yes.
If there's, for example, I don't know, like rice, let's say the mazona to the beginning.
Yeah, so rice isn't one of the five grains. That's part of our whole discussion about sushi.
Oh. Rice is mazona, makes a difference,
but
now.
It's not one of the five grains. Yes.
You have four foods in your mixture.
Yeah.
One is 26%, one is 24%, and the other 25%.
Yeah.
Is it still the one that's the majority?
No, because it's not 51%.
So then
that is going to be, that is number six. He says to do any meaning. Paskin like him, that's what you do. Is that what they call it in South Africa?
Okay. I think it's a very practical way of Paskin.
Okay. Right. So how are you going to decide what's the majority? There are a lot of foods where it's not so clear. You ever have raisinettes? Chocolate covered raisins?
Ooh.
Is there more raisin or more chocolate?
I could never eat it with chocolate. No, it's for the raisin.
No, it's like chocolate balls.
It's like whispers, like, yeah,
no one eats it for the raisin.
No, you eat whispers for the shortcut.
They're not really. They're only good together.
Like the ball shape, so they have chocolate balls.
But the bigger
the balls. Chocolate balls, meaning they're having it. The bigger raisins. Otherwise, you wouldn't have raisinettes.
What do you with multis?
Oh, the chocolate balls.
Same thing. Same thing. So it's not so easy to tell which one is the majority there. Is there a food in South Africa called Crispix? A cereal? No.
Sounds good.
So I'm going to describe this cereal to you.
My gosh.
Because I have an interesting story about it. There's a cereal called Crispix, which is, each flake is 50% rice and 50% corn.
Delicious.
What? Now you're going to start importing them to South Africa.
What?
And it's very sweet. But 50% rice, 50% corn. That's this cereal. So, is it 50-50 or maybe it's 51-49? What difference does it matter for the halachos of brachos? So my Rebbe in New York, where I went to college, his name is Rebbe Eliyahu Soloveitchik, and he used to live in Chicago, and he had somebody who asked him there about the bracha on Crispix. So he said, let me find out from the factory whether it's really 50-50. Because if one of them is more, that's the one we make the bracha on. And if one of them is the same, well, meaning if they're both the same, then we would have to either make two brachot, because there's no majority, or there's another possibility that you would make meaning the two come together, and when it's a mixture, it's now another entity, you would get its own bracha, it would be a sha'akol, let's say. Okay, so he wanted to find out. So he called up Kellogg's. I think it's Kellogg's. He called up the cereal company. And he said, I have a question. Crispix cereal, is there more corn or is there more rice? And he's like, that's proprietary information. Why are you asking? He says, well, I'm a rabbi. And I need to know what blessing to make. If there's more rice, we would make one blessing. If there's more corn, we make a different blessing. And she said, well, what if they're the same? What? So he said, well, that's a good question. Then either we would make two blessings, or we would make that third different blessing when there's a mixture. And she goes, well, I'm not really allowed to answer. Let me check with the chemist. So she put on Holderman, and she gets back on the phone, and she goes, Rabbi, you're in luck. Our rabbi is here right now, standing with the chemist. And he says to tell you to make two blessings. So he goes, well, he didn't know which tzak, whether he was going to do the two blessings or the third other blessing. He says, well, the other possibility is that separate blessing. And she goes, no, Rabbi, you have to make two blessings. So the lady from Kellogg's Poskind, that mixture to make two blessings. Okay? So that... But then, you don't always know. How do we do this? So let's look at his examples here at the end of column 1. Chatichot basar, hamurvot yachad im chatichot tabuchei adama. We have hunks of beef, slices of beef, chunks of beef, mixed up with potatoes. Babasar hu miut b'tarovet, and the meat is definitely the minority. There's more potatoes, probably for the simple reason that potatoes tend to be cheaper than meat. Okay, that's like how people are. That's like a cholent, but right now he's only going to two. We'll get to cholent one second. Mevarech borei pri adama al tapuchei adama. You make a dum on the potatoes. Upoter bazer basar, and that exempts the meat.
Whoa.
You don't make a brach on meat. It doesn't matter. Ve'no mimsha basar ikar machmar chavishivuto v'yokro or its taste. We don't say, well, the meat is the main thing here because I want the meat. I'm only eating the potatoes because I like a potato meat dish because I like the meat. Or the meat is more expensive, or the meat is tastier, or the meat is better. Everybody except the meat. No, this is a dish of potatoes and meat. There's more potatoes. It's bracha, is adama, yes.
What happens if you have that exact same case, but on your plate, you only dig out the meat?
No, but it's still the food that you took.
So it's the original food? Okay.
But we're going to get to one second, one exception that may answer your question also. And that is that people ask me about cholent all the time. Well, not, they don't ask me all the time, but it comes up often enough. And that is, cholent is all those foods. And what bracha do we make on cholent? Well, cholent tends to have barley.
Really,
and even though it could be a minority ingredient, what did we just learn about mizonot?
Trump.
It wins. Trump. So therefore, cholent is mizonot. There is such a shita, I saw in one of the bracha's books, and maybe some of the others, but maybe a common shita, that sometimes people like big chunks of potatoes in their cholent, and they stand alone, and then they pick them out, and then they just have potatoes. If the cholent was made in such a way, so then the potatoes would indeed get their own hadama bracha. But if the cholent, everything is finely ground and mushed and put all together like a big cholent, that's how it gets its name, so then it would indeed just be mizonos. You wouldn't make a bracha separately on the potatoes, on the onion, on the sweet potato, on the beans, on the meat, on the kishkas, usually also mizonos. That helps it be mizonos. Yes?
Kishkas are mizonos?
Kishka is usually flour and spices, and classically it also had meat in it, but it's usually flour is what gives it its substance.
What about soup?
What about soup? Same thing. Soup. Soup is in this, yes. So if it's a barley soup, it's mizonot.
It depends any one of the flour grains is immediately mizonot, not just
hard ones.
Not mushed.
Correct.
What about
you make mizonot of crumb chicken?
Ah, so the... It's an excellent question about schnitzel. There are many Rambam in this yeshiva who told me they would make a mizonot on it for the simple reason that it fits that rule of if it has a mizonot ingredient, it's mizonot. The problem is that the people who work more with logic of I'm eating schnitzel, I would eat the schnitzel plain, the way they happen to make it is a little bit of breadcrumbs, it's such a minority here, etc., and they really think it's shahakol. And there's a very prevalent common minhag that many people make shahakol on it. So following the strict rules as you presented here, it should definitely be mizonot. Do I personally make mizonot on it? I don't. I make shahakol on the schnitzel when I eat them, and I'm relying on others who have told me that they do that as well. But following the rules that we presented them, it should indeed be mizonot. It's a much larger topic. It could be its own shir why schnitzel might also potentially be shahakol, but understand that
tomorrow.
Your question is a
tomorrow.
Your question is a has much basis, meaning based on what presented it is, even if it's a minority ingredient, Mizono, it should be Mizono. Fine. So listen to his right, that but Tavol Mishamish, right, that would be the svara to say that it could still be shakal. Correct. Since the breadcrumbs, you wouldn't eat breadcrumbs, right? You wouldn't eat breadcrumbs plain. That's gross. I'm only eating the breadcrumbs to help the schnitzel, because that's the schnitzel flavor. That would be the svara to say shakal. That would be among the svaras. There are many. Okay. So listen how he ends here. That comes out of all this. If you eat two foods and you want to know the bracha on them, so the kol echad bracha aser, each one is a separate bracha. First thing you have to do is see if one of them serves the other one. Even if not mixed. And if not, bet im en malafenu mishamish yakshov machalim mugdarim kitarov rachad. If they're not, then you have to decide if they're a mixture. Shem kein mevarich al arov upoter amiut. Im en him lafti machal acher ve en en nechshavim kmeravim yachad en lehem din tafel mevarich al kol min bifnei atzma. If they're not mixed together, if they're just standalone foods, even if you decide to eat them together, you would make each one separate. Fine. One last point. We'll do source 5 and we'll leave source 6 until after our summary and our sushi discussion. Do you already have a question?
What's considered a mixture?
So we saw. Source 5, Mishnah Berurah. Ima ikar merurah. Kegon kol tarovet shneiminim. Any mixture of two foods. She'echad ha ikar vashini in obalel takno lachshiro. The second one comes to help the other one. Or afilu shneim ikarim, even if they're both mains, I want to eat both of them. Ela she'echan meruba michavero, but one of them is the majority. Harov hua ikar. Va'afilu kol min v'min omid b'fnei atzma v'nikar. Even if you can see them all, I can see. I can, if I wanted, I could pick out a potato. If I wanted, I could pick out a bean. If I wanted, I could pick out a barley. If I wanted, I could pick. No, one bracha. Bater rov azina. Veda devechamisha minei dagan mizonos foods. They have their own special status. So let us make a little chart, and we'll discuss sushi and how it fits in that chart.
Okay?
So question number one, we have to ask ourselves is, does it have one of the five grains? Does the food have one of the five grains? What are the possibilities? Yes. Then what's its bracha?
Mezayin. Menozes.
Does the grains mean the whole grain?
Mezayin. Anything you would make mezayin. Barley, rye, even. Pearl barley. Yes.
Whole wheat crackers.
Does it have one of the five grains? If it does, it's mezayin. If the answer is no, we ask our next question. What's our next question?
What's the main purpose of eating it? What's the main purpose
of the other?
Food
is the main.
Are you more interested in
main?
Oh,
the main of
that's
very confused.
That's seaweed. I don't know what does seaweed have adama because it grows in the sea?
If there's a food you are more interested in. Then
I pray am I.
Make that one bracha.
Oh.
But if not, we ask the next question. Which one is the rove?
The
majority. Which one is the majority? That is the last question. Then you go by the majority. Now let's do sushi. Does it have one of the five grains?
No. I think no. We need sushi to really
go
into practice.
Go get some.
The sushi.
The
sweet. Is that some in a gush? You have to order it.
But apparently it's not such a good situation over there right now.
But you can order from them.
They deliver.
That's because Nefesh, you can't get them.
But how do you have a yes or no?
You're saving him. You're taking him from someone else and bringing him here.
How do you have yes or no for which food are you more interested in?
Is there a food you're more interested in?
Jacob, use your mic.
Is there a food you are more interested in?
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's Rafa. And
there's no rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. So, doesn't that have one of the five grains?
Sure.
No. Is there a food you are more interested in?
No.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
If you order for salmon, Maki.
Who says yes?
Salmon.
Who says no?
Well, if I would, if I particularly ask for the salmon one, then maybe I'm interested in. But I like the salmon and the rice. Yeah,
see, that's a combination.
You
as a whole.
You literally just said it.
What happens if there's no rolls? Shit. So you discuss if there's no rolls.
We're not up to the third question. We're on the second question.
Okay. Is there a food you're more interested in? Well, I personally, when I eat sushi, I want the salmon and the rice and the vegetable and the seaweed wrap dipped in soy sauce. I want them all together.
Exactly.
I want them all. I don't want just fish.
There's no food you
I don't want just fish.
In.
So there is no
particular food.
There's no particular food you're more interested in. That's how I eat it, so I would go to the third question. There are people who are more interested in just one. For example, I've been to fancy places where in addition to all the sushi rolls they got, they just put strips of the fish and people take that.
That's good.
Sashimi.
You've seen that? Sashimi? But isn't sashimi when it's on top of the rice?
That's
like you.
Sashimi has sushi. Hey, hey. Okay, no. Maki. Okay, no.
Maki.
So, fine, so sashimi. So if you're having sashimi, then you definitely make a shakol on the sashimi.
Yeah.
Okay, that's clear to me. But if you're having that as a mixture, and there's not one that I'm more interested in, I want the whole thing together. Now we go to the next question. Which one is the rove?
The ras.
No, the veggies.
The ras.
The ras is much more.
The majority of the sushis I've seen, the rice is the majority. Probably, again, for the simple reason that rice is cheap. Again, realize, where does sushi come from?
Japan.
Japan. Okay. What were they eating? They had a lot of rice. They had a lot of fish.
Lots of lime.
So, most of the time, the majority of the food is the rice. It is a majority. It is 51%.
Is that
51% at least? So, the bracha on sushi would then be mizonos. But you might have the other kinds. There's the where the rice is on the inside, on the outside, and that might change the ratios. Where there's just a bit, where there's the sandwich, triangle one, different three-color, three-section ones. They've got them all. So you might have where there's not 51%. Should I take your question or should I do the last source?
You can do the last source.
Last source. Okay. And then I'll take questions.
But California at all.
So the Liban Bracha is the follow-up sefer written by Rav Mandelbaum, who was the author of the, well, we read in source 2. And the follow-up sefer is much more modern, so he has more modern foods. And he has a little section on sushi. And let's see what he says. We're going to sushi.
Hasushi.
Hatarovet nasi lecho yachad. The mixture is made to be eaten all together. The main food is rice. By the way, what does the word sushi mean?
Sushi.
Means rice.
Sushi's a girl.
Sushi is rice. That's why you say salmon, sushi, avocado, whatever you're having, you're saying with the rice. That's why you're only naming the other food that you're having with it. So, the main ingredient there is rice. But therefore, who are rove? It's majority. Kelachin berkata sushi him mizonot ke berkata ores. So therefore, it's a mizonot.
The noises.
Ube mekre sha ores hu miotot v'ayirakot him rov. If there is a minority of rice and there's a majority of vegetables, berkata sushi hi adama. Then it would go by majority of vegetables. Chol kayotze baze. Whatever is the most. So if you manage to, you know, sometimes the guy messes up and the rice falls out and you have piece of fish with just a bit of rice. Oh. So, of course, your bracha would be
shakol.
Amanam. B'mikre she'ein rov.
What if there is no 51% majority? Your question. What was your name again?
Jacob.
Lidukma. Kesha Orez Hu Arbaim Achuz. You have 40% rice. Vira Koch Shloshim Achuz. This is starting to sound good. And vegetables are 30%. Vadag Shloshim Achuz. And the fish is 30. What do you have to do? There is no majority.
Baruch Asa Hashem, okay, with Lam Shakol Adamo.
Sarich Lafrid Kol Min La'atzmo. You have to ruin your first bite. You have to take him apart.
No.
And no. So what you have to do is your first one, make sure it's one where the rice is the majority, or one of them is the clear 51% majority. But where that's not the case, where there isn't a clear majority, where there isn't one that's 51%, then your first bite, you have to do them all separately to make all the brachos. That is indeed how we paskin. There are other shitot that say that you always have to do that. I'm okay with making one bracha when there is a clear majority. I follow those poskim. I can't, you know, I'm not one of the poskim to argue with the other poskim. But I learned the sukkah and I can say that what that posek said is clear. And he's a very reliable posek, remember one. And if he says you can make a mezonos on sushi when there's a rice majority, then you can make a mezonos on sushi when there's a rice majority. Question.
With the crispy.
You say you make broccoli, or you make like one majority and then you
stay on that? No, he says make a broccoli on all three. Or all two, meaning if you're only having fish and rice. If it's exactly 50-50, right? So then you would have that same problem. Just like the crispy cereal conundrum we mentioned. Yes.
If majority is
C,
what
broccoli
would you
like to
see?
How could that be?
And
it's not really edible.
Yo, what sushi are you eating in Durban? Plain in Durban, we don't know what
it is. What is the bracha on seaweed?
I'm not makabo that there's a bracha on seaweed. Since
it's very pre-Hamayan.
We eat it as part of that thing, but I don't think we eat seaweed.
I've had it before.
I've had plain roast sheets of seaweed.
Did you lose a bet? No, it was just like, what is this guy's about? Fried seaweed. So that would be... I don't know. Good. I never consider the bracha against wine. Just like if you ask me what's the bracha on sawdust.
It can be tomorrow. Sure.
It's a big problem. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Teaching you these.
Yeah.